ahead, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome in. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli doing her deed for God and country. Rich McFadden is here. We are all in our dream mode. Are you in a dream mode? Do you have dreams? Are you think about dreams in a manner of speaking and how powerful they are. And how, if you have the skills to deal with those dreams, you can make them come true. What is the line from Jiminy Cricket? Isn't it Jiminy Cricket who said, a dream is a wish your heart makes?
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
It's a wonderful thing for you to think about as an adult, for your children to think about. Have your children, on the good side, the plus side of Barack Obama being president or Jimmy Carter being president, or Bill Clinton being president. I think of them. I think of more Jimmy Carter and...
You better step out of this hole you're digging.
No, I'm not digging a hole at all. I think that the two of them, regardless of whether you like them or you don't like them, where they came from and how they got to where they are is a testament to dreams and how they manifest and how they can be worked and how they can come true. Bill Clinton decided when he was a teenager or younger... he wanted to be president of the United States. Barack
Good
Obama.
Good way to meet chicks, man.
Pretty.
No kidding.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, it's interesting. Also, Barack Obama hasn't got a touch of controversy or scandal attached to him. Regardless of whether you like him as
president.
The only
thing I heard about is marriage. You're talking about in his relationship.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd heard, and this came out about 6 months ago, and you know I'm a gossip hound.
Yeah.
Is that there were reports that both he and Michelle were getting close to divorce before he became president. That's the only thing I've heard.
I did hear that.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Well, a lot of things get changed under the circumstances, the realities of life. People change.
But think about how many modern-day presidents, because before it was all just under the rug. I mean, look at JFK.
Right.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it was a fair city.
Yeah. So the only modern-day president where we've really had the media who actually reports on this to really have any scandal is Clinton.
Yeah.
Both the Bushes are clean. Carter was clean.
Well, no, both George Bush, the father, is not clean at all. He had an affair with his assistant, and his wife knew about it, and a lot of people knew about it. But it didn't overtake.
But that wasn't widely reported, though.
It wasn't widely reported. That's the reason Colin Powell doesn't want to run for the presidency, because he doesn't want his affair to come out and embarrass his family and his wife. And he'd be a great president, I think, in many ways, many respects. Well, you can all you want. Just
anyway,
you supported Obama. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's so superficial, Richie. You're better than that.
No, it's not because he supported Obama. It's,
and no, he's not better than that, Doug.
Apparently not.
All right.
All right.
Teasing, Rich.
So, anyway, let's talk about achieving your goals. I use Clinton and Obama as examples. You can come up with any number of people that were not born with a silver spoon in their mouths who have achieved amazing things. And it could be in sports. It could be in politics. It could be in business. It could be in life in general. Helping people becoming well-known is not necessarily an achievement. It's not something to aspire to, although some people do. Having your desire met, whatever it is, however, is within you. You have the power to attain that desire. And again, I use Clinton and Obama because they're before us now with the discussion and discourse on the inauguration, the presidency, blah, blah, blah. But there are plenty of other examples of people setting their mind and their hearts on something that they want in life, and they sacrifice and they get there. Sometimes you don't have to sacrifice. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But the dream, I just was thinking about the dream of Martin Luther King and what you hear in that speech all the time from him. I had a dream, right? His dream came true in a sense. So again, dreaming and turning what those dreams are into reality. And when I say dreaming, I'm not necessarily meaning what you in REM sleep get. Although some people do dream their dreams. Do you know what I mean? You do dream your dreams. And that's what helps. I think I'm a great believer. I've become a very strong believer, in fact, of putting in your mind as you go to sleep what it is that you want for the next day. What do you want to accomplish? What good things are you looking for? Is it money? Is it the relationships? What is it that is foremost in your mind that you want to accomplish now or in the immediate future? I think if you visualize that stuff as you go to bed and never mind watching the crud that's on television or reading some really awful book, but think about what it is that you want. And I believe you go a long way to getting it. Sometimes notoriety has its price. The story of these guys, these television hosts, have you heard this story? Two hosts, Dennis Storm and Valerio Zeno, and they host a program called Guinea Pigs. They, a couple of years ago, ate pieces of each other's flesh on the air.
Why?
Because they wanted to.
Ew. We should do that. That sounds like disgusting and fun, don't you think?
There you go. Okay, so now they're
what all the cool kids are doing.
They have shared footage experiencing simulated labor pains. What they're trying to do is have men understand what it feels like for a woman to go through labor. So they have, on television and radio, they have described the female technicians that set this up were very eager to do it, as you can imagine. And what ensued?
How could they simulate a labor?
They had electrodes. If you just look up their Storm and Zeno, I think you'll find it. If you look that up, Richie.
That's awesome. So they were zapping them.
They were zapping them.
I thought they were just putting pins under
their nail beds.
There
you can see the attachment of the electrical. What's this? It's like when you have an EKG or something like that. You have these, and they can monitor what goes on. They put these things in the right place.
Was Dick Cheney overseeing this?
I don't think so. But anyway, what you see is cringeworthy if you're a man, and delightful for women to see that men. I mean, I saw this, and there's giggling on the part of the women who are nurses there, and there are groans on the part of these two guys, clutching pillows and holding on to each other. They were miserable. It took about 10 minutes. It's like waterboarding, in a sense. You know, you never know what it feels like until you've gone through it. You can hear people talk about it. I mean, I don't know.
You know what they always say, though, right?
What?
If men had babies, the population would die out.
Oh, no doubt.
Really?
No doubt.
That's an interesting. I hadn't thought about it. Yeah, I guess
it's true. That's what people have always said.
Yeah. Well, so this is a good thing that we've got women to do the work, the important work, the most important. Maybe we could argue that it's the most important work that there is in the world. What is more important than being a mother? Is there an answer?
Very
to that
little.
Question? I don't think there's any.
No.
Yep.
Nothing. Very little. Nothing.
We know our lot in life, Doug.
No, I'm serious, right?
Crunch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Whine, complain.
Yeah.
But not, we have no idea. No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Oh, I have an idea. I just don't want it.
Yeah.
I couldn't, no way I can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I am,
especially these sicko women that are just like, I'm going natural. And you're just like, wow. Wow.
You know, I'd actually like to try it naturally.
Oh,
just
wow.
To see what it's like. Seriously.
What? Natural childbirth?
Yeah.
I have never talked to anybody who had natural childbirth
I have.
Who would do
I
it
have.
Again.
The
really?
Natural childbirth is no makeup, no jewelry.
That is true.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would do it. Now, the people that are hardcore would be the ones that do it at home in their bathtub. No, I wouldn't do that. Not
I know,
at all.
Who do I know that did it twice? Natural. I'm just like are you crazy?
Oh, my God.
The option to scream for drugs if I need to.
No, Roberta's got the line of it.
The reason God made man is so that we could make drugs to handle this kind of stuff.
Make sure we have a podcast of just that, like, 2 seconds, Roberta. Natural childbirth is no makeup and no jewelry.
No doubt.
Oh, my God, Roberta, you just earned every penny you've made today in that last couple of seconds. God love you. That's why I love you as much as I do. Anyway, that was fun. I have tears in my eyes. I don't know why it didn't affect everybody else. I can see it now with you as well as I know you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's funny, I guess, as much as anything else.
Maybe,
but I think about it in terms of, I tease Meredith all the time because she doesn't go anywhere without being in full regalia.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to look her best, And it's really very interesting, and I tease her about it, but it's something she feels very strongly about. She wants not to, and it isn't about makeup, it's just I want to look my best all the time, and I might learn something, and we all might. I mean, it sort of goes back to what we were talking about in the last hour. If you didn't hear it, you might want to download the hour two of Good Day, where we talk about why it's important to always say you love somebody and to understand what happens when you don't say goodbye. If you spent your life in anguish and anger, and then it's all over, and you say, oh, I wish I'd have told him yada, 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 yada. So, anyway, the day is done now. I can quit. Roberta's line, finish the day off for me.
Thanks, Roberta. We get early just
now. Really?
Yeah, we do it. That's it.
A note from your mother. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of OfficeMax multi-use paper for $46.99 using your MaxPerks card, you get $42 back in MaxPerks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. MaxPerks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2. I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people. It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
What do you say? Celebrate with us 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back at 1995.
See if we can do this without screwing it up.
All right, guys. Take your best shot.
This is one of my favorite songs from her. I didn't know this was the name of it, though.
Say goodbye. Make them laugh. It comes so easy.
Does this lyric actually ever show up in the song?
Yes.
I don't remember it. Does it? I don't remember it. I remember the song. I don't remember it.
I got to tell you, I don't remember this song.
Oh, I remember the song. This is a great song.
This is like when she reinvents herself again. It was kind of after Blonde Ambition, and then she decided to kind of go softer. This was around the time she did Evita.
Yeah. But where's the lyric title?
It's not necessarily part of the chorus. But it does come in there, yes.
Let's see what you hear.
I could sing it for you.
Mitchie's going to have to take
it. It says blank and blank, the show is over.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so anyway.
Okay, so anyway, we're doing the top five songs from this week in 1995 as a challenge to your experience.
Get ready.
Moment.
Here it comes. Ready?
All right, here we go.
No, she doesn't say it here. Never mind. Sorry.
No, she just said it.
At the very end.
She just stepped on it. You just stepped on it.
Oh, I did a dub.
Ruined the song by stepping on the title.
I thought it was coming up. I was a little
confused. Oh, my God. Right here, Jennifer.
Okay, good.
Standing. All right, so we've had enough of that song. This is the number five song. You're going to listen to five different tunes. We're going to play them, and then you'll tell us who the artist is and who, what the name of the song is for $150 worth of pure attitude, pure essence, pure attitude, right?
Yes.
Emotions and good stuff. All right, so this, who's the artist? What's the name of the tune? Number five. Let's get to number four. Very popular. I don't remember this.
Just stepped on it.
No, I didn't. It was there. I heard it. One word title.
You always step
again.
On it.
Yeah. Okay. You do.
Better than stepping in it. There it is again. All right, number four. Who's this and what's the name of the tune? Number three this week.
I know this song. I have no idea who sings it.
Really?
Gonna be the hard one.
Nah, just think of Hatfield.
Oh yeah, okay, you're right.
Thank you. All right, that's number three. Here's number two. This is the one I wouldn't have gotten.
So easy.
Good. All right.
These girls were the thing in the mid.
One of them sang at the inauguration yesterday.
One of them is dead.
Yeah.
Right, is that what the
And the other one's going to be on this show next week.
Yeah.
Do they all stand, the initial stand for the three members of the group, is that it?
No.
Yes, it was, yes, it does.
Oh, the other one says yes.
Yes.
I'm going with Jennifer on this one, Rachel.
Yeah. I'll just tell you, do you want me to tell you their names?
Nope. Number one for this week in 1995, identify the song. That's a good song. So figure out what these five songs are, and you win
my graduation from high school.
Yeah, it's always graduation, high school, college, whatever. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Here's Ken in Santa Maria. Hi, Ken. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
All right. The childbirth conversation.
Yes. It was June of 2002. I went in for gastric bypass surgery, and I never had surgery before. And I asked what the pain was going to be like, and they said, oh, it's kind of like having childbirth. I said, well, that's a big help. And when I woke up from the surgery, I was laying on a gurney looking up at fluorescent lights, and I started screaming, kill me now. and then they knocked me back out and put me in recovery.
Adios. So, all right. That's a good story, Ken.
Oh, wow.
Hey, it's like, it reminds me of that Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he is supposed to be pregnant. Do you remember?
Twins.
Was it, yeah. 28 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh. I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Celebrating our 25th year, Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Send you into a good place on the Good Day program, 888-302-3684. All right, slow down. 888-302-DOUG. Easily remember that way. We have our top five songs contest from this week in 1995. Let me ask you something else as well. I want to ask this as a news quiz question. Why is Phil... Is it Mickelson or Michelson? I've never
Mickelson.
Heard it. It is Mickelson.
The call. Yeah, he's...
Right. Okay, don't tell.
Why is Phil Mickelson
why
in the news?
Why is he in the news?
Yes. Yeah, and he didn't win a tournament this weekend. I'll give you that.
It has nothing to do with winning a tournament. Well, maybe a collective, but...
Right.
Phil Mickelson is in the news. Why? 888-302-3684. You win a swell prize for answering that question, the news quiz question, in the next 6 minutes. Also, I don't know if we're going to have room to get everybody in on our lines or not, Richie, but we'll try it. Here are the top five songs. We'll play them back again. We've done this once. We'll play them back again. You have a few minutes to figure out what they are. Connect them to what you were doing during the beginning of 1995, because these were the top five songs during the third week in January 1995. Who is it that's singing the song? What's the name of the song? Here's number five. Another way of saying goodbye. It's the title of the tune. All right. I don't think it's in there, Richie.
It is not.
888-302-3684. Number four this week in 1995. So that's number four. Number three.
What a sappy week for. This is upbeat.
Yeah. This was the wave of what was to come, in fact. Name of this group. And is this the one you think is going to be hard, Jennifer?
Yes, that could be hard. But you gave a hint and you said not the Hatfields.
Right.
Right.
888.
But the real.
Yes. But the.
Yeah. 888.
Which I think helps. Cause
thank you very much. All right. Let's see. Number two this week in 1995.
This might have been playing loudly in my car driving to high school.
I might have been.
You had a car when you were going to high school?
Yeah, I paid for it myself.
So did I.
What were you doing? I didn't have a car.
I worked from the time I was 12, and I saved money, and I got my own car.
Did you ask anybody if you could, or you just did it?
I just did it.
What was it?
A Nissan Maxima.
Really? What a piece of junk.
Well, it was actually pretty good for the time.
Really?
Yeah, back in those days, 95.
What'd you pay for it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Richie, what'd you pay
I remember my, because I did a payment. I think it was like, $110 a
you
month
got
or
credit?
Something.
You could, as a high school
yeah.
senior,
my dad did
money?
Co-sign, yeah, actually. I asked him to co-sign, yeah.
Okay. All right, and so this is number two. Anyway, we have 13 conversations going as usual.
I paid for every bit.
Number one.
I'm so glad I wasn't in high school in the 90s.
Oh, it was great music. You are so wrong.
Yeah. Sappy.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
We're better than like an Eden.
Yeah. Yeah, God forbid there'd be sappy music to make out to. Are you really that dumb, Rich?
I'm just talking about the rock aspect.
Can't be that dumb.
For God's sakes, I had Billy Squire.
All right, making out to Billy Squire. Perfect. All right, so we're going to give it a best shot. You got 3 or 4 minutes. Figure out what these songs are. Number 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, the group singing or the individual in the name of the tunes gives you $150 worth.
What's the big makeout song for us?
Of Pure Attitude Cosmetics.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And,
my being the makeout was Freddie Paris and the Five Satins in the Steel of the Night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 888-302-3684. All right. So I've asked a news quiz question. Why is Phil Mickelson in the news? Let's deal with that first. Here's Bryson in Ashland, Kentucky. Bryson, nice to have you on board on Good Day. How are you doing? Apparently not too well.
Oh, okay. So excited.
Right. Bryson?
What's the problem with that?
Hola. All right.
Hello.
All right. Right. While we're trying to... Let's see if we can find him and others. 888-302-3684 to identify the songs. Jennifer, let's do social media update, please.
Okay.
Where are we with all these things that are going on?
We're going there right
including
now.
The Stay Healthy.
Okay, here's our makeout song, the big makeout song for Sherwood High School, 1982.
All right.
Why is Phil Mickelson in the news? 888-302-3684. Do I just
okay? You ready for your social media?
Wait a minute, hold on a minute, Richie. Do I just detect a meltdown in the phone system?
Oh. No. He's got calls coming in. Don't worry about it. Settle down, big fella.
Well, we didn't get the guy in the air.
I know, but maybe he wasn't listening at the time that you went to him.
Well, yeah, how can he not be listening? This is a very compelling radio program.
People sit on hold and they think that they've got a half an hour, so they put the phone down and go take care of business or fill their coffee, and then, of course, we go to them during that 60 seconds.
All right, Phil Mickelson and the news and the music. All right, let's get the social media update. Jen,
please, yes. Oh, my gosh, I've been ready and waiting for so long. Good night, Doug. Yes, good night. All right. So
Richie,
our question at facebook.com/goodday show is, would you buy a smart refrigerator? This is a refrigerator that has a little screen on the front that has apps and recipes and grocery lists. Ryan said, no, most of the apps on the fridge are now available for my phone and tablet. Even if they weren't, I don't need an app to tell me when my milk is sour or what I can cook. We are truly de-evolving. Next, we will need smart toilets to tell us if we wiped good enough. Thank you, Ryan. Richard said, no, I would just get in a fight with it and lose. Paul said, no, a smart refrigerator would make me feel not so smart. What would we be without all the smart stuff? Smarter, I suppose. Loretta said, no, most things with smart in the title are pre-planned to be remotely controlled from your smart meter that the electric company has installed on your home. These products emit lots of types of waves that will control the usage of all of your appliances. Just more control coming in the future. Debbie said, then that would make me obsolete. My teenager's favorite pastime of standing in front of the refrigerator in front of the open refrigerator would go away. Really? And that's true. Every kid likes to stand in front of the refrigerator. Haven't you noticed that?
I do.
All right.
I'm,
we are also asking, you know, from your kids, they just stand in front of the refrigerator like something was going to jump
out. I do that all the time, frankly, myself.
Stand and just kind of stare.
Yeah, right.
You're processing.
Yeah.
All right, we are also asking at facebook.com/goodday show for old wives' tales for staying healthy. What did your parents teach you when you were young that could maybe work, maybe it didn't, I don't know. If we use your tip on the air, we give you a 60-day supply of Alamune, and we had one that made me laugh out loud. Pam said that she was told by her parents to put a bar of Ivory soap under the sheet at the foot of the bed to keep away aches and pains.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it worked.
Why?
But it made me laugh. Put a bar of soap in bed.
You know why? You know how that would work, Richie?
Pal, because you think it will.
Your mother told you it would. Sure. It's just the same
mind
as a placebo.
Mind over matter.
You know, I will tell you, the other day I had to take some wallpaper off of my daughter Juliana's walls in her bedroom because we're going to repaint it.
My God, what a hot ticket that.
She's funny. So you use Downy fabric softener in a spray bottle with water.
Mm-hmm.
Her room smelled. Nobody wanted to leave her room. It smelled so good. Oh, God, it smells so good.
Well, yeah. Let's underscore what Jennifer just said. The Stay Healthy Tips, Alimmune. When you call 800-458-0173, or you go online to 57more, the number 57more.com, you'll get a month free of this great preventative, Alimmune, a new product to help you have your immune system work at tip-top condition, and you need that to avoid colds and the flu. Much better than vitamin C, much better than, I mean, I take zinc and all these other things, echinacea, but this thing, I'm on top of it with Alimmune. You should be too. Get it, 1 month free supply, 57more.com or 800-458-0173. Let's see if we can get an answer to the Mickelson thing anyway, Richie, before we do the music thing. Should we do that? Janelle is listening in Roseburg, Oregon. Hi, Janelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Nice to hear about that. So why is Phil Mickelson in the news?
Because California, he says he's going to have to leave California because his taxes are way too much and he just can't handle it right now.
Well,
take me with you, Phil.
This is one of the winningest guys on the golf circuit, 22 years old, and he says because of the changes in the California law and the federal law, he'll be paying 62% of what he makes on his taxes, which is a GD outrage, especially when you consider how they waste your money in California, how the Fed waste your money.
What's the matter? Just getting the rich to pay a little bit more and pay their fair share.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything in the country.
Yeah.
He's playing in a tournament, I think, this weekend in San Diego, isn't he, Jennifer?
I don't know where the tour is this week.
Anyway, he says, I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about it with my advisors more in depth next week.
Move to the Bahamas or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But he says, I'm going to make drastic changes because, and I think that's the way, you know what, that's the message. People who have money in this circumstance, get out of the country, and then somebody's going to wake up and say, okay, what are we doing wrong?
Here's the deal, though. You have to give up your citizenship, or otherwise you're still... You still have to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
Unless you give up... And my wife has to pay taxes in this country on any dollar that she makes in Colombia. That never, ever sees...
What an outrage.
Even if she doesn't bring the money here,
She
has to pay taxes on it. So if she makes a dollar in Colombia and spends it in Colombia, and trust me, it's not a lot of money, they want their fair share of it.
Why? The federal government, why do we let them do this?
And it's outrageous.
Say we need to pay more in taxes. I had this conversation with my daughter the other day. Why should we pay more in taxes for them to waste it?
It's about smart spending.
Ridiculous.
I agree totally.
Oh, my God.
Cut the fat and start spending the money the right way.
Right. Exactly.
Janelle, hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you.
It'll never happen.
Richie, can we clear these other people off, or do I just have to give the answer to the... where are we? I hit the wrong button. Sorry. Can you do something with that?
Yeah, I can. Hold on.
I'm not used to our new system here, which is really the old system. Excuse me. Anyway.
Doug, you hit it twice. You have to hit it again, please.
I did, but it doesn't show
it's locked
on my screen that it's locked. So there it is. Okay. Am I all right now?
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. 888. So I just give the number. Give the
number three is the hang up here.
It is okay. So number five on this list of the top songs from 1995, Madonna's "Take a Bow."
Oh, and by the way, on the golfers, before we move too far away, most of these guys live in Florida or Delaware or these tax friendly states.
Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. North Dakota.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can have.
I don't know if there's any PGA tour members living in North Dakota, but
a little cold to play golf today.
You have a residence there, and you just live where you want to live.
Yeah, they need the year-round warmth.
All right. Anyway, so Madonna's "Take a Bow" is number five during this week in 1995. Bon Jovi and "Always" is the number four song. What a wonderfully romantic tune that is. Number three belongs to a group called The Real McCoy. It's called "Another Night." All right. Let's see here. Number two is TLC. How'd we come up with that name, Jen?
TLC, T-Boz, Left Eye Lopez, and Chili.
Oh, why didn't I know that? It was right on the tip of my tongue, Richie.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I thought Beyonce was part of it. That's
all right.
Shows you how
number one song this week in 1995 was... Great song. Boys to Men doing On Bended Knee. Yeah, this is a good song. All right, so that takes care of our top five from this week in 1995. Mike, listening to KTSM in El Paso, wants to go back to Mr. Mickelson for a second, and you're welcome to do that. Mike, hi.
Hey, good morning. Enjoying the show as always.
Thank you.
You know, this is a perfect example of why, you know, when Rick Perry was campaigning, talking about the growth in the state of Texas versus the rest of the nation, when a guy like Phil Mickelson or even Glenn Beck, who recently moved to the state of Texas, can save himself over 13% because we have no state income tax here.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can come here and set up shop.
Well, that's why people go to New Hampshire.
Delaware.
The sales tax is getting high.
Right.
Delaware.
But if you're a golfer, you're not going to move to New Hampshire or Delaware.
I mean, what I say is, yeah, I mean, you don't necessarily play golf in your home state.
Well, Florida's tax friendly.
You travel around, and that's, you know, how you you can maintain a residence, be there 6 months out of the year, and travel the other 6 months, and you're not going to have to face what people in California. I'm not here. I've never claimed California as a state of residence because I'm not here long enough, and I wouldn't anyway. I would never, ever, ever live in this state or be a resident of this state.
New York is a killer, too.
New York's worse, at least just as bad. And it's interesting how the two, and I say this, and you can say what you want to about it, the two socially the most liberal states in the country are the ones most expensive. How is that, and why is that, and is it right?
It's fairly obviously why it is. They all want it that way.
That is a question. Mike, thanks for the call. It's 12:04 the hour on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just ask a few simple questions, hit each file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-6531. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
It is 51 after. This is the Good Day program for Tuesday.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down.
Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We never heard of this group before, unless, I'm admitting I never heard of Switchfoot before.
I've heard of them.
What kind of a name is that for a group?
They're like Chickenfoot, but different.
Really? No, it's a lot different.
Tastes like chicken?
Yeah, Chickenfoot's a whole lot heavier.
It's from the movie A Walk to Remember, the number one movie during this week in 2002. Man, am I out to lunch on this.
Isn't Switchfoot a Christian rock band?
Is that what it is?
No, actually.
Yeah, I think they're a Christian rock band.
All right, so what's the story of this movie, Chuck, or A Walk to Remember?
Mandy Moore was the star of it.
Chick flick.
I think it's the first movie based on a Nicholas Sparks novel, which he went on to write The Notebook, which is very popular.
All right.
And I think he has a movie with coming out in the next couple of weeks based on one of his novels.
You know, maybe I should say this, but I was in a discussion with somebody yesterday about the very items that we were talking about yesterday and how true it is. What you said has so much wisdom in terms of what the producers of films, they must be, after the results of the Arnold movie this weekend, they must be taking their pants off.
Absolutely.
These movies that are so full of violence. The Jason Statham movie is coming out this weekend. A week after that, it's the new Sylvester Stallone movie, Die Hard.
Look at
the preview.
I saw the ad for that Sylvester Stallone bullet to the head.
Awful.
I can't imagine anybody buying a ticket for that.
I mean, they're already made, so you got to do something with them. But the customers are saying no.
Well, the question is going to be, will a long-term trend curve, will Hollywood's product at least be somewhat...
Well, what's going to reflect the public's taste?
Here's the question, Chucker.
Yeah.
People like action, but it seems with action you need violence.
You don't.
How do you do it? Name me an action film that's not violent.
Well, that's a good question. I don't think you have to... Listen, I don't think you have to get rid of the violence totally, but the way they portray...
You don't see the gory violence in James Bond movies. You see crashes and stuff.
That's the difference. I mean, they've ratcheted up a lot.
Indiana Jones, Star Wars.
You don't see any of that stuff.
Yeah.
No.
I think they'll tone it down a little. I do.
And what I remember about the Arnold movie, it seems to me it was produced by a foreign company. If you look at the credits, those people are all... like Japanese Asian names that came up there, which is, I thought, kind of interesting.
Well, let's see. I'm curious to see how it performs overseas. I'm not quite sure what the
Yeah, overseas, that stuff's going to do fine because they don't have the same. They're not thinking the same about the movies as we are here. And it's going to be a real dilemma. Do we do more chick flicks, more romantic comedies, that kind of stuff?
I think you will see a spike. I don't know if it'll be a major spike, but you will see, I think, a spike in some more character-driven material by the major studios. But having said that, I did enjoy the Arnold movie, and I thought it was
I didn't need to see.
It's like Die Hard meets High Noon, but the violence is amped up. I mean, it is
right. It doesn't need to be the vivid. You could shoot the way they did. I mean, Harry Dean Stanton is the farmer on the tractor, and they shoot him, and everything blows up. You see blood. That's not necessary. It's not necessary at all.
I agree. I agree with you.
All right. Anyway, why didn't he get a credit? I didn't see his name in the credits.
I think he went uncredited. I mean, they do. I don't know. They do that sometimes. He went uncredited.
We're gonna end up back in the 50s and 60s in the old westerns when the guy gets shot, he'd put his hand over his chest and fall down.
Yeah. Okay, told the story. All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
Screenwriters have been hired for a fifth entry in the Terminator franchise. Good question. Will Arnold have any involvement in this or not? I say 70% he will not, and if he is, it'll just be a cameo. Paramount and producer J.J. Abrams is developing a biopic based on disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong.
We were trying to figure out what his play is in that. Jennifer and I were talking about that, Chuck. What's his play, given what he produces normally? What's his interest in this?
I can't think other than he thinks he can make money off it. I can't see him being passionate about it. And one other bit of news, Doug, Michael Winner, the director of the 1974 semi-classic Death Wish, passed away yesterday at the age of 77.
Leonardo DiCaprio says he's going to take time off. He's tired of acting. He did 3 movies in a row.
Good. I'm tired of watching him.
Speak for yourself.
One way or the other. Gloria. Big Mouth, Big Attitude opened on this date in 1985. What the heck was that movie about?
That was a remake of a movie.
Oh! I remember the original with Chrissy Scott. Yeah.
You okay?
Sharon Stone.
I'm all right, Richie, but thanks for asking. All right, that's the story. Chuck Curry here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.